नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट नंबर 53-54। श्री भगवान उवाच। श्री भगवान उवाच। ब्रह्म बंधुर्न हंतव्य ब्रह्म बंधुर्न हंतव्य आतताई वदारणा मा यौवोभ्यं आपनातम् परिपय अनुशासनम् कुरु प्रतिश्रुतं सत्यम् यत्तत् शान्तव्यता प्रियाम् प्रियं च भीमसेनस्य पांचाल्य मह्यम् एव च श्री भगवान उवाच। ब्रह्म बंधुर्न हंतव्य आतताई वदारणः मायैवोभ्यं आम्नातम् परिपाहय अनुशासनम् कुरु प्रतिश्रुतं सत्यम् यत्यत् शान्तव्यता प्रियाम् प्रियं च भीमसेनस्य पांचाल्य मह्यम् एव च श्री भगवान। द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड उवाच सेड ब्रह्म बंधु। द रिलेटिव ऑफ ए ब्राह्मण न नॉट हंतव्य टू बी किल्ड आतताई द अग्रेसर वद अर्हणः इज ड्यू टू बी किल्ड माया बाय मी एव सर्टनली उभयम् बोथ आम्नातम् डिस्क्राइब्ड अकॉर्डिंग टू रूलिंग ऑफ द अथॉरिटी परिपाही कैरी आउट अनुशासनम् रूलिंग कुरु अबाइड बाय प्रतिश्रुतम् एज प्रॉमिस्ड बाय सत्यम् कृत यत् तत् दैट विच शान्तव्यता व्हाइल पैसिफाइंग प्रियाम् डियर वाइफ प्रियम् सैटिस्फैक्शन च ऑल्सो भीमसेनस्य ऑफ श्री भीमसेन पांचाल्यः
of
Draupadi.
Mahayam
unto me also.
Eva
certainly.
Cha
and. Translation and purport by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The personality of God, as Sri Krishna said, a friend of a Brahmana is not to be killed, but if he is an aggressor, he must be killed. All these rulings are in the scriptures and you should act accordingly. You have to fulfill your promise to your wife and you must also act to the satisfaction of Bhimasena and me. Please repeat. The personality of God, as Sri Krishna said,
the personality of God, as Sri Krishna said,
a friend of a Brahmana,
a friend of a Brahmana,
is not to be killed.
Is not to be killed.
But if he is an aggressor,
if he is an aggressor,
he must be killed.
He must be killed.
All these rulings are in the scriptures.
Are in the scriptures.
And you should act accordingly. You have to fulfill your promise.
You have to fulfill your promise
to your wife.
To your wife.
And you must also act.
And you must also act
to the satisfaction of Bhimasena.
To the satisfaction of Bhimasena.
And me.
And you.
Purport. Arjuna was perplexed because Ashwatthama was to be killed as well as spared according to different scriptures cited by different persons. As a Brahma Bandhu or a worthless son of a Brahmana, Ashwatthama was not to be killed, but he was at the same time an aggressor also, and according to the rulings of Manu, an aggressor even though he be a Brahmana, and what to speak of an unworthy son of a Brahmana, is to be killed. Dronacharya was certainly a Brahmana in the true sense of the term, but because he stood in the battlefield, he was killed. But although Ashwatthama was an aggressor, he stood without any fighting weapon. The ruling is that an aggressor, when he is without weapon or chariot, cannot be killed. All these were certainly perplexities. Besides that, Arjuna had to keep the promise he had made before Draupadi just to pacify her. And he also had to satisfy both Bhima and Krishna, who advised killing him. This dilemma was present before Arjuna, and the solution was awarded by Krishna. ओमज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः नमां विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते जयपताकस्वामिनिति नामिने नमां विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवसदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे वी टेक अप द नेक्स्ट फोर श्लोक आल्सो बिकॉज़ दैट्स ऑल इंटरकनेक्टेड एंड देयर इज नो पर्पोट देयर सो वी कैन गो सूत उवाच अर्जुन सहसाज्ञाय हरे हार्दमथासिना मणिं जहार मूर्धन्यम् विजस्य सह मूर्धजाम जस्ट देन अर्जुना कुड अंडरस्टैंड द मोटिव ऑफ द लॉर्ड बाय हिज इक्विवोकल ऑर्डर्स एंड दस विथ हिज सोर्ड ही सेवर्ड बोथ हेयर एंड ज्वेल फ्रॉम द हेड ऑफ अश्वत्थामा कॉन्ट्रडिक्टरी ऑर्डर्स ऑफ डिफरेंट पर्सन्स आर इम्पॉसिबल टू कैरी आउट देयरफॉर ए कंप्रोमाइज वॉज सिलेक्टेड बाय अर्जुना बाय हिज शार्प इंटेलिजेंस एंड ही सेपरेटेड द ज्वेल फ्रॉम द हेड ऑफ अश्वत्थामा. This was as good as cutting off his head, and yet his life was saved for all practical purposes. Here Ashwatthama is indicated as twice born. Certainly he was twice born, but he fell down from his position, and therefore he was properly punished. Timuchya rasana बद्धम बालहत्याहतप्रभम तेजसा मणिनाहीनम शिबिरान शिबिनाम निरयापयत He had already lost his bodily luster due to infanticide, and now, moreover, having lost the javel from his head, he lost even more strength. Thus he was unbound and driven out of the camp. Purport. Thus being insulted, the humiliated Ashwatthama was simultaneously killed and not killed by the intelligence of Lord Krishna and Arjuna. Vapanam dravina danam sthanan niryapanam tatha eshahi brahma bandhunam vado nanyosti daihikah Cutting the hair from his head, depriving him of his wealth and driving him from his residence are the prescribed punishments for the relative of a Brahmana. There is no injunction for killing the body. Putra Shoka Tura Sarve
Putra Shoka Tura Sarve
Pandava Sarakrishnaya
Pandava Sarakrishnaya
स्वानाम रतानाम यत्कृत्यम चक्रुर निरहानादिकम Thereafter the sons of Pandu and Draupadi overwhelmed with grief performed the proper rituals for the dead bodies of their relatives so we can see now I'll just repeat the 40, 53, 54 and then Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Brahma Bandhu Nahantavya Atatai Vadharana Mayye Vobhaya Mamnatam Paripaya Anushashanam Puru Prati Shrutam Satyam Yatsadnvatyata Priyam प्रियं च भीमसेनस्य पांचाल्यामेहमेव च पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड एट श्री कृष्णा सेड ए फ्रेंड ऑफ ए ब्राह्मणा इज नॉट टू बी किल्ड बट इफ इज एन अग्रेसर ही मस्ट बी किल्ड ऑल दीज रूलिंग्स आर इन द स्क्रिप्चर्स एंड यू शुड एक्ट अकॉर्डिंगली यू हैव टू फुलफिल योर प्रॉमिस टू योर वाइफ एंड यू मस्ट ऑल्सो एक्ट टू द सेटिस्फेक्शन ऑफ भीमसेना एंड मी सूत उवाच अर्जुन सहसा ज्ञाय हरेर्हार्दमथासिना मणिं जहार मूर्धन्यं विजस्य सह मूर्धजम् जस्ट देन अर्जुन कुड अंडरस्टैंड द मोटिव ऑफ द लॉर्ड बाय हिज इक्विवोकल ऑर्डर्स एंड दस विथ हिज सोर्ड ही सेवर्ड बोथ देयर बोथ हेयर एंड ज्वेल फ्रॉम द हेड ऑफ अश्वत्थामा विमुच्य रशना बद्धम बाल हत्या हत प्रभम तेजसा मणिनाहीनम शिबिरान्निरयापयत He had already lost his bodily luster due to infanticide and now moreover having lost the javel from his head he lost even more strength thus he was unbound and driven out of the camp वपनं द्रविणा दानं स्थानान्निर्यापणं तथा एष हि ब्रह्म बंधूनां वदो नान्योस्ति दैहिकः कटिंग द हेयर फ्रॉम हिज हेड डिप्राइविंग हिम फ्रॉम हिज वेल्थ एंड ड्राइविंग हिम फ्रॉम द रेसिडेंस आर द प्रिस्क्राइब पनिशमेंट्स फॉर द रिलेटिव ऑफ द ब्राह्मण देर इज नो इंजंक्शन फॉर किलिंग द बॉडी पुत्र शोकातुरः सर्वे पांडवा स कृष्णया स्वानामृतानां यत्कृत्यम् Chakru Nirhendanikam Nadikam. Thereafter the sons of Pandu and Draupadi, overwhelmed with grief, performed the proper rituals for the dead bodies of their relatives. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of the first canto, 7th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Son of Drona Punished. So we can see now how this chapter ends. Krishna finally gives the solution. His solution is, again, you know, it's only for the intelligent people, like Arjuna. So Krishna says, if you have to satisfy me and Bhimasena, you have to kill. If you have to satisfy your wife, you cannot kill. Since he is a Brahma Bandhu, you cannot kill. But since he is an aggressor, he can be killed. So it's all very, very complicated for Arjuna. But Arjuna is directly under the shelter of Krishna. And so Krishna gives the intelligence. What he did? He just cut the hair and the money, the jewel. Because these are the two glories of a man. Of course, money is not the glory of a man because money, people don't have money. But for Ashwatthama, he had that jewel on his head. It was like a torchlight. And because of that, he was always very effulgent, brilliant, you know, with the light. But with this light gone, it's gone. All the glory, the luster has gone. Anyway, he has done this horrible act, so his luster is already gone anyway. He's not totally gone. And instead of killing him, he was driven out. And the hair is the Bhagavatam elsewhere says that people will be decorating their hair in a very different, various different ways. And that way hair becomes a sign of pride, you know, like you have a beautiful hair, curly hair, this hair, that hair, you know, so much billions of dollars and rupees are spent on decorating the hair. That was one reason Prabhupada suggested that we remove the hair, you know. That's one way, of course, not Prabhupada. Prabhupada suggested from the scriptures. The scriptures say that if you want to come down from your high horse, then the first thing you have to do is remove your hair. Of course, now in in America we see more people clean shaved than in India. But they are not because they are surrendering to Krishna or something. That's a different fashion. And some people give the credit to Srila Prabhupada because before that it was not so much. Now it is like, you know, even the chief executive of a company can be clean shaven. So, you know, you are touching your forehead to the ground. It is a sign of surrender, sign of respect. And same way, removal of hair. You know, people go to Tirupati and different temples in India and, you know, they give up their hair. But they don't know why they are doing it. You know, they just have some, people have taken some promise or something like that. You know, that okay, if I give my hair, then Krishna will give me this and this. So it's like a barter exchange. And that's why in Tirupati they sell the hair. You know, so anyway, you are giving something to take something, so you sell the hair. And he sells the hair, and it's something like, I was told, some 5-10 crore rupees business, more than that maybe. Anyway, so this way Ashwatthama was punished, and the whole Pandava family, you know, they were overwhelmed naturally with the death of their sons. So they perform the proper rituals. So thank you very much. I'd like to stop here. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.